Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on a Friday. We're going to get you all the way to go home time on this afternoon. But in the meantime, we're going to continue this conversation. So yeah, I'm going to go ahead and claim that I coined the phrase MEGA, make education great again. That's what I'm saying. We're in MEGA right now, first part of the show. And I want to bring in somebody who's got a national perspective on this. I mean, I told you what we've been dealing with here at the state. I was proud to be in the Alabama State Senate when we passed the very first measures of school choice. I am loving what I'm seeing right now, where we not only have state-level action taking place around the nation, but now we have the federal backing. I mean, the wind is at the back for education change and choice. And there's an organization out there that's been like a bunch of warriors in the mix for this, the American Federation for Children, a national organization that fights for the opportunities for kids to get a better education. And Brian Jodas is on the phone right now. He's their national press secretary, and he's joining us right here on Right Side. Brian Jodas, how you doing?
Colonel, great to be with you and your listeners, and excited to have this conversation today.
Well, thank you for making time. I really appreciate that. I know this is last minute, too. We were texting early this morning, and I just really appreciate you guys being available.
Well, listen, as things go and as news breaks and as we continue to see, like you talked about, that momentum across the nation, we're just excited to see what's happening and what a breath of fresh air,
yeah.
Right, to have the president talk about strongly believing in school choice and then to take executive order action to drive that home, right? To work towards eliminating the Department of Education, to get bureaucracy out of education, to get funding back as close to students as possible at the state level.
Yeah.
It's morning in America, and it's a great day, sir.
All right, and we can all go home now. That was great. Hey, listen, let me just ask you real quick. I want you to back up and give the audience just a nutshell of who you guys are at AFC, the American Federation for Children.
Well, and grateful for your leadership in during your time in the state Senate and the chance to be able to talk about it. You know, it's our mission at the American Federation for Children to empower families, especially lower-income families, with freedom to choose the best K-12 education for their children. That means getting education and school choice decision and dollars as close to the students as possible. It doesn't happen through that bureaucratic middleman like we talked about. And so, really, we are on a mission across the country to help unlock school choice in states. And we've been very active in states across America, yours included. My home state of North Carolina, where I grew up and live today. But we've got more fights happening, you know, big wins in Tennessee. School choice battle rages on in Texas right now, and can't wait for a positive outcome there. So we've had a lot of momentum, and AFC's been very proud to be a part of it for a long time.
Well, y'all have. You've done a great job. One of your staff members has been a friend of mine for a number of years. Let me ask you this.
He did want me to say War Eagle as the NCAA basketball tournament rolls on here. Roll Tide, War Eagle, and even go Hornets. I mean, what a great story for Alabama State to get in the mix as well.
Awesome. Okay, appreciate that. Hey, listen, let me ask you real quick. Not real quick. We got time. But the executive order that was signed yesterday by President Trump, and you said it a moment ago, what a wonderful thing it is to see the President of the United States advocating for parents to have rights and a say in what happens with the education of their child. But what are your perceptions of what the impact or the import is of that executive order? How do you see it playing out?
Sure. Well, you know, the President made a lot of promises on the campaign trail, and he's been rapidly working to accomplish a lot of those. This is another one of those promises made, promises kept as it relates to the Department of Education, because quite frankly, for far too long, we've had this bureaucratic middleman in Washington, and that doesn't serve families best in the state of Alabama. And so what he set out to do was say, look, I want to take every action possible to rein this thing in. He's got a great secretary on the job now in Linda McMahon that's aligned on that. And yesterday was the next step. And this is a multi-step approach to ultimately ensuring that education goes back to the states and that education dollar gets as close to that student as possible. And when you look at the things that the Department of Education was tasked with doing, there was too much duplicative offices. There was too much waste.
Yeah.
There were too many things that didn't align with educating students. I mean, I brought some stats, Colonel, that might elevate your blood pressure a little bit. But this was a readout from the Department of Education that we got yesterday talking about states having more than 2,000 unique data reporting requirements from the U.S. Department of Education annually. And President Biden, under his leadership, the Department of Education added rules that imposed nearly $3.9 billion in costs and 4.2 million paperwork hours. How is that helping a single child in America?
Well, apparently, based upon the NAEP scores, it's not.
We're looking at
reading levels and math levels, you know, below standard across the board, eighth graders nationwide. So apparently, all the bureaucratic nightmare that they've been thrusting down on the states has done nada to improve scores.
Yeah, and part of our hope too can be that by eliminating this bureaucratic bloat and cutting a lot of this red tape, teachers can get back to doing what they do best, which is teaching kids in our classroom. I mean, that's the ultimate end goal here, and the teachers' unions have had a stranglehold on education for far too long. That bureaucracy is being busted up because what we need is a three-key approach to success in a classroom. Motivated teacher, engaged parent, student who wants to learn.
Yeah.
But you've heard Randy Weingarten and teachers' union loyalists for years just scream about buildings and adults without focusing on the end user, which is the student. That is changing rapidly. That's why the fight has been so hard over the last few weeks, specifically as it relates to this. But we applaud President Trump for the work he's doing. Now Congress has the task of making this official. But even if they won't do that, we're heading in the right direction to get education back to the states. And we've got some great programs that are coming and that can come because of this. And I talked about that multi-tier approach. Congress has before them right now the Educational Choice for Children Act. This would be a change in the tax code, keeps the federal government out of education, lets scholarship-granting organizations stand up in states across America, and then Alabama families could get access to some private school tuition assistance to help them send their kid to the school of their choice.
Well, I mean, I think that'd be huge if Congress would do this. I know the margins are pretty slim right now on congressional votes. If it's a polarized issue and they have to get to 60, it's going to be almost impossible in the Senate and equally impossible in the House. But yet, this is one of those things that President Trump himself called the civil rights issue of our lifetime. So what do you think? I mean, you guys have a national presence, and you're part of a consortium of other groups that stand for the similar things. Do you see Congress being willing to take this up at this point?
Well, here's what Congress can and should do this year. As they're going through the process of reconciliation, get that Educational Choice for Children Act in there, because it is pivotal to unlocking education at the state level and putting dollars in kids' backpacks. That's the priority. Get that thing into reconciliation, $10 billion spread across the country through tax credits. It's a great way to keep the federal government out of students' backpacks, but get those resources to them as quickly as possible. So we encourage all members of Congress, members of the U.S. Senate, to get on board for the Educational Choice for Children Act. The president has made it part of his agenda. They got to get this done this year.
Yeah, and I completely agree. Hey, let me ask you this with about 2 or 3 minutes left to go. Going back to the dismantling of the Department of Education, you know, one of the things that we've talked about regulatory burdens, we've talked about educational scores, we talked about, but one of the things that also needs to be remembered and like never forgotten is it was the Department of Education that advanced DEI to epic levels, to include, by the way, the reimagining of Title IX, putting boys in girls' locker rooms. So getting rid of this Department of Education also gets rid of a lot of that woke leftist progressive policy that was being couched as educational environment needs. What are your thoughts on that?
Colonel, the nation's report card shows that 69% of fourth graders can't meet basic standards in reading, 61% in math, 70% of eighth graders can't meet those basic standards in reading and math. We got to get back to the basics and focus on what will help our students be the best they can be, the best citizens, the best future workers across our country.
Yeah, I completely agree. Listen, this is also going to extend not just to K-12. The Department of Education does have some purview over things like student loans and the stringers that go along with them very often on college campuses. And they've also turned a blind eye to a lot of behaviors on college campuses in recent years. What are your thoughts on the upper level?
Well, there's also a conversation to be had about how we're crippling the next generation of Americans with unthinkable debt with a $1.6 trillion student loan that was run by the federal government. There are better, more efficient ways to be able to do that. And there's also ways, and one of the beauties of school choice is we're able to find ways for students to talk about being college and career ready. Right? We've got an ample workforce. We've got to get kids ready for that. They got to be able to read, write, and handle math if we're going to be able to expect them to be the next leaders in our country. And so we got to get back to the basics. We also got to find ways to cut where we can and come up with some more efficiencies. And I think that's what the president's focused on. I think by reining in DOE this way, getting education back to the states, getting more parents empowered with school choice, all is going to help in the future.
Well, and listen, and again, I appreciate y'all's work. And I've said multiple times on this show that school choice is like putting the free market principles of business into the education arena. It creates competition, which creates improvements. And the better mousetrap, if you have the better school, people will flock to it. And the other schools who don't will either die off or they'll have to improve. I think the same could be said state to state. By devolving the power back to the states, getting rid of the centralized bureaucracy in D.C., you almost have the opportunity now for states to become incubators of the better mousetrap in education. And then states will compete against each other to do better jobs. Your thoughts on that?
Well, you know who doesn't like competition, though, are monopolies. And yeah. Again, I said it earlier, and I'll say it again. You know, the big education loyalists and the teachers unions have had a stranglehold on education. That bureaucratic bloat is being broken up, and a golden age in American education is on the way.
Oh, man. That's just good stuff. Hey, Brian, listen, if folks want to find out more about American Federation for Children, where can they find you?
Yeah, absolutely, and always appreciate the chance to do that. We're at federationforchildren.org. They can follow us at School Choice Now on X, or they can follow me for the latest news at AFC Press. And we're always here to add more warriors to the fight for school choice. And for your time in the state legislature, we're grateful for that. And on behalf of a grateful nation for your service in the Army, thankful for that as well.
Hey, Brian Jodas, we appreciate you, man. National Press Secretary for American Federation for Children. Appreciate you making time on short notice today. And we'll have you on again sometime soon, all right?
Yes, sir, anytime.
All right, take care. Well, that was great. That was awesome. Yeah, I love hearing him say things like, I mean, this is a guy, by the way, who's been in the mix. He's been in the fray. You know, he and his organization and others like him have been fighting this cause. And now he's able to say it's morning in America. I mean, you catch that phrase earlier? It's morning in America. And listen, it's amazing how many things have created that kind of mood in the last 60 days. It is morning in America. It is our job now to capitalize on it. Once the daylight hits, the farmer has all day to do the plow and reap the harvest, but you got to do the work. That's what I'm saying. You got to do the work. So it's incumbent upon us not to waste this opportunity. All right, we're taking a break. Take it to the break there, JP. Y'all stay tuned. We got plenty more. Get some text messages and clean up, and then we're heading down to the bottom of the hour where we'll just switch gears for a while and go JP on sports. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.